USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Associated Press is reporting the death toll from last weekend's tornadoes and storms that hit six U.S. states increased to 88 Monday, including 74 in Kentucky. President Biden last night declared a major disaster in Tennessee and issued an emergency declaration in Illinois one day after declaring a major disaster in Kentucky. Representative Liz Cheney, the vice chair of the mostly partisan January 6th committee, gathered Monday night to advance contempt of Congress charges against former Congressman Republican Mark Meadows.
Mr. Meadows received numerous text messages, which he has produced without any privilege claim, imploring that Mr. Trump take the specific action we all knew his duty required.
Mr. Meadows on Fox News.
Executive privilege that Donald Trump has claimed is his to waive. It's not mine to waive. It's not Congress's to waive. And that's why we filed the lawsuit.
USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden is heading to Kentucky Wednesday to assess tornado damage.
President Joe Biden is planning to travel to Kentucky Wednesday to assess storm damage in Fort Campbell, Mayfield, and Dawson Springs. Biden told all the governors the federal government will do everything it can possibly do to help.
This administration has made it clear to every governor, whatever they need, when they need it. When they need it, make it known to me, and we'll get it to them as rapidly as we can. And that's what we're doing here in Kentucky.
The trip comes in the wake of devastating tornadoes that ripped through the South and parts of the Midwest Friday, leaving fatalities across five different U.S. states. The storm hit a candle factory in Mayfield, Kentucky, with more than 100 employees still inside the building at the time the tornado struck. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
We are USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee gathered Monday to advance contempt of Congress charges against former North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows. Mr. Meadows on Fox News Monday night.
Well, listen, they want to talk about the part that fits their narrative. And what we do know, and one of the things that is coming out more and more clearly each and every day is that everyone condemned what happened in terms of the breach of the security on the Capitol on January 6th. But what we also know is that President Trump wanted to make sure that the people that came, that there was a safe environment for that kind of assembly. And I've said that publicly before, the 10,000 National Guard troops, that he wanted to make sure that everything was safe and secure. And yet, the way that some of the Democrats are spinning this, trying to spin some nefarious purpose, I think at the end of the day, they're going to find that not only did the president act, but he acted quickly. And in doing all of that, it's important, with this contempt vote, this coming up tomorrow, there's a very high probability that they will refer me for criminal contempt to DOJ, be turned over to the hands of DOJ. I can say this, that when you look at the criminal component of this, the intent, there's never been an intent on my part.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.